Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, I get in contact with from time to time or run into really interesting people. And we're probably going to be getting on the show one of the greatest comedic geniuses of all time. I'll just leave it at that, who is a longtime listener of the show. And I'm really looking forward to that. Speaking of comedic genius, not only has he been a journalist, movie star, TV star, Richard Belzer is in Scarface, ladies and gentlemen, as the comedian at the Coco Cabana, or whatever it's called. So that right, the Babylon Club, excuse me. That's right, the Babylon Club. So you got to be envious of that and the whole shootout scene with Tony Montana.
Tony Montana.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how cool is that, getting to work with the master Oliver Stone that wrote that?
Well, I auditioned for Oliver Stone. He was the writer, but he was in the room when I auditioned for the part with the director and the producer. And what it was all these comedians in the waiting room to go in and audition. And they were making these comedians do their act and do a joke. And so when I went in, I said, I don't work in offices. If you come down to this nightclub, I'd be glad to do my act for you. And the producer said, no, Richard, just do your act. You know, like I saw you doing the club the other day. I said, with all due respect, I can't, this is not where I do my act. And they were like all looking at each other. And then the next day I get a call that I got the part. So I'm not advising people to not audition when they audition, but.
Well, you were obviously called there because they already wanted you, and they liked the fact that you went, no.
Marty, the producer. You know, I just saw this headline, Alex, which is really funny. IRS acted alone in targeting criteria for political groups.
Oh, I'm sure they did that all on their own, even though they'd all go to jail if they didn't. Unbelievable. Oh, I guess Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, too.
Yeah, right, all three of them. I spoke to Chris the other day. You know, when Chris Walken works, they give him a phone he can throw away so they can just, you know, tell him when to be at work. Because, as you know, he's not on any Google map. He doesn't have a cell phone. He doesn't have a computer. I have to call three different numbers to leave him a message, which I think is cool. He's the only person on Earth I know that's not.
Well, obviously, he's super politically, you know, wired and knows what's going on, but he's super private. I don't want you to give up any state secrets here. We can put video of you guys on the show for TV viewers last time you were on two times ago. But
he's unpolitical. The point is, it's like every time I start ranting, and I've known Chris for 30, 40 years, you know, I would start ranting, like, in the 80s, for instance, you know, about something Reagan did or whatever. And he'd sit there and listen and listen. And then he would just turn to me and say, hasn't it always been like that? And then 10 years later, I'd be ranting about George Bush Sr., you know. Hasn't it, you know, so every 10 years, Chris reminds me that nothing has changed.
You know, I agree with him, but it's getting worse now, and we're approaching a Stalin or Hitler level deal. I mean,
well, what's different now is the technology. Human nature is the same. Sociopaths will always gravitate towards power, and the sociopaths will get together and pick the meanest one. But now we have the tools to hopefully identify them and call them out. But, you know, this report just came out, Alex, 500-plus pages, and no one was indicted. And, Obama's a war criminal. Bush is a war criminal. By definition, in this report, condoning torture. And that just went out.
You know what? I was so wound up earlier, I was running over you. If you got to go, you got to go. You want to continue one more segment to get into
that
report?
I'm here,
buddy. Yeah, let's pull up the bipartisan report that Bush Jr. and Obama are war criminals. And there's been no coverage because the next day after it came out, the Boston bombing happened. And again.
Ah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So we'll pull up that war criminal report and do one more segment with Richard Belzer, because he's absolutely right. What happens if they get caught but don't get in trouble? That emboldens them. Oh, my gosh. We'll be right back.
Hello. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, to illustrate how Google can censor results on two different computers last night and then again today, I tried to search Bush Obama ordered torture, Bush Obama committed torture. Can we punch up the screen here? Yeah, it's 2:08 Central Time. We're into Overdrive right now with Richard Belzer, author, comedian, movie star, TV star, you name it. But all around really smart, informed guy since the 70s exposing the conspiracies of corruption. But look, I type in Obama Bush committed torture, and I get Global Research, I get Democracy Now, Before It's News, InfoWars. Look, Huffington Post, okay? Now, again, this originally happened in the New York Times, day before the bombing. Bush Obama committed torture, New York Times. I put in New York Times, and I finally get an April 16th article barely mentioning the article from the 14th, the day before the bombing. And it goes on to show the task force, led by a Republican and a Democrat for the Congressional Committee, found that they ordered them to do it, and it still continues. So, you know, you go see Zero Dark 30, that's a bunch of torture porn, and then they have Obama on the TV set in that going, I've now ordered torture to stop. And then in the movie they go, we can't torture to keep you safe anymore because Obama ordered torture to stop. Folks, they're torturing people all over the place. And I mean putting them in small cages too small for them, waterboarding them, burying them alive, electroshock, drugs, that's all been declassified. really by whistleblowers, not even declassified. They're trying to arrest people that expose it, but it's been confirmed. Raping people's kids in front of them, Army report. Just type in Army report on Abu Ghraib torture. They did stuff in there I can't even say on air with small children and battery acid. Large objects, battery acid, you can figure it out if you want to. And then you see movies like Hostel and Saw, and I know the Saw producer, Mark Berg, you know, not a bad guy, but you know they're making money off this, where it's desensitizing people, showing all the torture, the cutting up. I mean, I went to a horror movie with my dad, Evil Dead, you know, the remake. I thought, well, I want to see this. And I went to it, and they were really violent, chopping people up, graphic stuff, and people were laughing in the audience. And it was not a comedy like the first one. I mean, I like that Army of Darkness comedy. You know, some of those. Who's that guy? The dark-haired actor. I forget his name. Bruce Campbell. I mean, that's pretty funny stuff. But this was not funny, and people were laughing at it. And my point is, we're losing our humanity. Now, Richard Belzer, I'll give you the floor in the last 10 minutes here of this segment. But you know, getting at this, because you mentioned this last segment's why I held you over, and I appreciate you holding over with us. It comes out that okay, Bush ordered it. And then when they got caught, they sent people to prison that followed the orders.
Right.
And then now they're continuing it, and they're expanding it, and they're not even torturing real Al-Qaeda. They run them. They're doing it for fake confessions to have show trials. I mean, and now they're saying, oh, the one brother that lived, he confessed in his bed while under sedation, but we don't have proof of that. I mean, right there, the guy walks. You can't get a fair trial. They go, well, he's a terrorist, so he doesn't. No more due process.
Well, you know, they said it wasn't even clear. He may have shot himself in the neck, or he was shot by the police. And how do you have a gun battle with a guy who doesn't have a gun?
Oh, he climbed out of there unhurt, and they cut his throat out. I mean, it's incredible.
And we're supposed to believe that he confessed, you know, it's such an insult. That's why, you know, you and I could probably get part of our anger is the patronization and the utter contempt for the American people. The founders felt that an informed citizenry was really a key to, you know, picking your leaders. And, they've really, bastardized and diluted, you know, our country was a great idea. But it's been appropriated by these thugs who now have technology on their side. That's why we have to be really vigilant. You know, like you said, you know, our refrigerators now know what we eat. Jesus. I mean, God.
And you have a groundbreaking multi-year investigation, bipartisan, whistleblowers risk their lives. And they go, okay, you tortured, you ordered it, you're war criminals. It's indisputable, premeditated, you lied. And they don't get in trouble for that. Benghazi, IRS gate. I mean, these people make Nixon. It's just incredible. I mean, how much can they get away with, Richard? Are they above the law?
Well, literally, yes. Nixon got caught, but he got caught. He was busted not for any reasons like secretly bombing Cambodia or, you know, any of that stuff. He just went into the wrong place. He threatened the CIA. He was going to sick the FBI on the CIA about the JFK. So that's why they got rid of him. It was nothing to do with how bad a president he was.
Yeah, he got too big for his britches and tried to act like the president.
Yeah, you can't threaten the CIA. Look what happens. You know, John Kennedy saw that the CIA went beyond its charter. They lied to him about the Bay of Pigs, and they started a war in Vietnam. And because they were making tons of money in Vietnam, and he said, I'm getting out. You know, he also was going to change the Federal Reserve. You know, Kennedy took Eisenhower very seriously. And there's a key word in Eisenhower's speech, his farewell speech, when he warned us about the military-industrial complex. And Alex, I just found out from Walt Brown, a great researcher, that originally in the speech, Eisenhower was going to say military-congressional complex.
Ah.
And Richard Nixon convinced Eisenhower to take that out because it would estrange, you know, the party.
No, I actually saw that in a Frontline episode. That's actually on record.
Oh,
Nixon,
good.
Nixon wrote him letters as vice president saying, do not do this. Don't tie. And the full speech, he talks about a technocratic elite, scientific elite that's
right.
Running it to where they control all the science. And then it's a technocratic dictatorship.
Yeah, and he, that's right, literally. And he actually used the word spiritual in the speech, you know, that it affects every phase of our lives, you know, both economic and political and spiritual. So here's a five-star general who saw the World War II, who liberated the camps, who became president, was too moderate for whoever was, you know, the permanent national
security. Well, if you watch the full speech, somebody drops a book or something, slams, and he jumps. They had just come to him and said, let's blow up bases and blame it on Cuba to invade, and he just fired a bunch of people. And so that's why he was so freaked out. He's like, they want to blow up army bases and blame it on the Soviets and have a nuclear war, but they respected him enough to not kill him. Because he'd been the supreme Allied commander, and you have done your research. That's it. Kennedy was respected Eisenhower and was actually trying to continue the cleanup that he tried to do.
Well, and actually, the CIA tried to sabotage a Russian ship in the bay off of Cuba to embarrass Kennedy, but it backfired. They lied to him. He didn't call off the airstrikes. General Cavell called off the airstrikes, and Kennedy said, "If you destroy all the 10 of their planes in Cuba, then you know, then you got something going." But they lied to him; they blackmailed him, and that's when he fired Dulles and realized, "Whoa, you know, he was in deep." Generals lied to him, CIA lied to him, because Kennedy was rich; he was insulated and kind of naive, and he thought, "Okay, I'm going to make peace in the world. I'm going to, you know, have civil rights. I'm going to take care of the elderly. I'm going to let free enterprise reign." You know, he lowered taxes were really high in his day.
He cut them by half. Yeah, he cut them by 35.
Yeah, so, I mean, he was, you know, just he took on steel. He took on banks, took on oil. He took on the Pentagon. I mean, you know, come on. It's like.
And then his brother took him on and they killed him.
Oh, yeah. His brother said that the first thing Bobby Kennedy did after Jack Kennedy was murdered, he called John McCone and said, "You bastards killed my brother," meaning the CIA. And then in a speech, he said, "I can't find out who really did it until I become president." So, of course, that painted a target on his back.
And then you have the police report where Sirhan's arm is pinned. He doesn't shoot him. We know the CIA Skunk Works worker that did it. The police reports even admit that he was shot in the back. And
the temple.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thane Caesar, who worked for Wackenhut, as you know, that security firm, was standing right behind, and Sirhan was about 8 feet away, so he couldn't have had powder burns, and they took 14 bullets out of that pantry. Sirhan's gun had 8 bullets in it. Bobby Kennedy had powder burns on his, and if you notice, Bobby turned around and grabbed the tie and ripped it off of the guy behind him, because he knew who shot him. And what's heartbreaking, among other things, is Bobby Kennedy's last words were, "Is everybody okay?" He was concerned about other people. Whatever his politics, that's where he went at his last moment.
Well, I mean, I've seen the photos of his jacket. It had like giant blast holes in it and burn holes. I mean, he was clearly shot at point-blank range in the back.
Well, some people think he was definitely shot in the temple because there's powder burns on his hair. And then other people said he was also shot. But, you know, they shot him. You know, I mean,
I'm going from memory, but I had like Jim Mars and folks on. And I mean, I think he was also shot in the back. Yeah, like you were saying. But am I wrong about him being shot? Plus, it was the London Guardian, the photos of the three known CIA guys, very high level in the audience that day at the hotel. Have you seen that?
The Ambassador Hotel, yes.
Unbelievable.
I don't think he was shot in the back, Alex. It was in the temple because there was powder burns on his hair. But who knows? You know, I mean, we do know that Sirhan did not shoot him. We do know that Sirhan was hypnotized. A tape was leaked of a, you know, in hypnotism, there's a thing called the key where you can unlock the subject and they'll reveal how they were, you know, what they were supposed to do. And Sirhan was clearly hypnotized and, you know, had no idea that he didn't even remember that he shot Bobby Kennedy.
It's incredible. It's incredible. And it's just so amazing. And then now these people want to get rid of our families and our private property and our liberty. Also, they can run everything. They're going to destroy the human species so they can be in control.
You know, what fascinates me is the ultra-rich's obsession with thinning the herd. Like, that is since, you know, the turn of the century. There's been this thing, and I think it hints at a soft eugenics which America started with, you know.
It does. Richard Belzer, amazing having you on. Folks, get the book, InfoWarsStore.com, hit list.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid. An organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Last week, Bebe Grillo warns that Italy will be dropped like a hot potato, and that Mario Monte, who was installed by the IMF and World Bank and the EU, was a bankruptcy receiver to implode the country. And he has been proven correct on that front. Here are the headlines up at Infowars.com. Banking chief calls for 15% looting of Italian savings. And the United States per capita has, by some estimates, more public debt and more debt we've signed on to that's the banker's debt, most of this is not our debt, than even Italy does, and Italy's about as bad as it gets with their big socialist welfare state. And again, they get you into that position and deindustrialize your country so that you don't have a choice. So that you don't have jobs, you don't have a way to work, you don't have an economy, so you basically have to go get government food stamps. You have to be on a government card. You have to be on government disability. And then once they have enough people working for corporations that get government contracts and bailouts, or on welfare, or in the criminal justice system, or in the psychiatric system, it's game over. This is how they enslave people. And now because of manufacturing and robotics, they can have big giant factories manufacture baubles to basically buy off the population for the new status symbols, and people will sell their souls. People will sell their souls for a fake idea. They'll go pay, you know, $8,000-$10,000 to attend a TED conference and then stay in a dormitory like a cult member to make hundreds of millions of dollars for TED. The conference, so they can then push globalism on people and imply that all the cutting-edge stuff they talk about is part of the ideology, when all they're doing is using all the interesting people they have at the TED conference to draw people in and then force-feed the globalist, collectivist, neoliberal system into them. And you ask, what does that have to do with any of this? You know, I was listening to talk radio this morning, and they had caller after caller, this new study the RNC did about how they've got to get with the times or they're over. And it was Democrats calling and celebrating, going, I'm a white man, but let me tell you, the age of the white people's over. The Democrats are inclusive. We're winning. And would start laughing, and then the hosts were all, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? Oh, like buying into it. And it's the Bill of Rights, Constitution, private property, not having foreign banks running you has nothing to do with white men. But they put it out like, oh, the age of the white man's over. You hear that all over the news. And it's like, I love Obama. I'm white. And I joined the winning team. Or I'm Hispanic. And meanwhile, he's doubling your insurance premiums, bankrupting everything for foreign megabanks, carpet bombing all over the world. You know, drone attacks, but it's like this projection. Oh, I'm part of the winning team. And you'll talk to people that have, you know, Barack Obama bumper stickers. I do it at gas stations and stuff. You walk over and I'll go, hey, so Obama won. And then they'll go, that's right. And I'll go, so tell me what you feel about it. I'm just feeling really good. Well, what's the Democratic Party do? Well, the age of the white man's over. That's what these callers were saying. These were white people because the hosts were asking them. And it was just bizarre. Like, we're part of the winning liberal club. And it's like we're now in the, what would you call it, country club. It's like people have their elitist country clubs. And they go to those and they just sit around the country club in the lounge area by the restaurant, and they just sit there all day at a table, just with their chins up and their noses up. Oh, I finally arrived. And they snobbishly talk about how much money each person has that walks into the country club. I know. I've been in plenty of them growing up, you know, visiting friends and family. And that's the same thing. The media says, you're part of TED. You're a winner. You're a part of the Democratic Party. Why, you're white, but you've denounced it and have ushered in. And then you're like, yes, whites are evil. I'll do whatever Obama says, which is massive tax increases on the poor, tax exemption for the ultra-rich, eugenics-based health care, totally open borders, draconian destruction of the Bill of Rights, warrantless wiretapping, torture, black sites, secret arrest, forced abortions worldwide, forced GMO, no labeling of aspartame, arresting people for marijuana, TSA checkpoints on the highways, just abject tyranny. But you know what? Woohoo, I'm feeling good. The media told me I'm winning. And it was just like Republicans did when Bush was in there, like, I don't care what he does. I don't care if he tortures people. I don't care if he... You know what? We're winners. We're Republicans, and you stupid liberals have lost. Aha, aha. It's like childlike. I'm going to give the number out and take some calls when we come back on the economic issue, and I'm going to drill into it in depth and tell you what's coming next.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So I specifically want to hear from stockbrokers, investors, people that own gold. What's your view on what's happening with the economy? People always ask me, Alex, why do you want to own gold and silver? I don't know. I started buying silver when it was $4, $5 an ounce. It went up to almost 50, went down to 30-something, never sold any of it because it's my emergency backup. I don't have that much of it. I don't have that much savings, period. I put almost all the money I make back into this InfoWars operation to resist the globalists because there's no future if we don't beat them. My investment is in defeating the New World Order. That's what I'm really going after. But I do have gold and silver. I bought firearms. You know, I bought a Barrett 50 caliber rifle many years ago that went from like $3,000 to $20,000 today. Last year, I said I'd better buy another one. It was $5,000. It's now $25,000. I've told people, invest in guns, invest in gold and silver, invest in real estate in the right area, invest in farmland that is profitable. That's what I've been telling people for 17 years on air, and it's not because I'm some genius. It's because I studied what the globalists are actually doing. While bad-mouthing owning farmland, while bad-mouthing owning gold and silver, while bad-mouthing having storable foods, while bad-mouthing owning guns, that's what they own. That's what they're into. That's what they do. I talked to a major defense contractor who was leaving the U.S. 5 years ago. I've told the story many times. And the person was telling me this, and I'm talking to him, and I'll go back and search engine them later, and it's them. And they said, I think you're going to be getting real big. You're going to be getting real popular if you stay alive. And I said, why? And they said, you're dead on, dead on, dead on. Dead on, dead on. And this person was worth $3.5 billion the time I looked him up. And my point is, the power structure is sitting here telling you, don't do all these things. And the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL are putting out reports saying there is no world government, there is no new world order, there is no bank run coming, there is no global devaluation, there is no 2 billion bullets, there are no armored vehicles, there are no checkpoints, even though they're all over the local news. And they're doing this because they cannot have a public debate about it until they finally have a trigger event to blame the financial collapse on. And I've said that's probably in my gut would be something like a low-yield nuke going off in Chicago. And people ask, why do you say Chicago? Chicago, Dallas, Cleveland. Because the CFR likes to brag, and they've said in three different reports, Dallas, Cleveland, Chicago, and Denver. They've also said Denver. And they just keep saying that. And then they over the weekend, they had a radiation alert on the subway trains in Illinois and freaked out, had another one in another place, and helicopters flying around. And I've seen it in movies and film. And they just always tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And there's about 100 other points that go into that conservatively. But and they don't care if I get up here and say they're going to nuke Chicago. They'll just say, oh, he didn't really say that. He said that after the fact on video and said that it was a, you know, said in 2013. But it was, you know, he didn't really say that. And you'll be like, well, I heard him say it. No, look, this YouTube is from the time. Oh, that's a fake timestamp. He didn't predict 9/11. He didn't say they'll blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden on July 25th, 2001. Toll-free number to join us because I want your take on all of this. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. First-time callers, I want to get your financial, your take on what's happening. Now, the reason I get into gold and silver, and I guess I should plug my resources here, is because they're the trusted name I've been buying from and working with 16 years now, is because people say, well, they could confiscate your gold and silver. Yeah, they could come try to take my kids, too. I mean, I still had three children. I'd have more if I could talk my wife into it. But the issue here is that it's harder for them to come take gold and silver. It's harder for them than it is to just take it out of your bank account. But I always love the defeatist attitude. And it's because of the defeatist attitude that the globalists have announced first 10, now 12% of the bank accounts. And even though the parliament of Cyprus won't vote to do it, they're moving ahead with the plan, Reuters is reporting. And now they're saying, don't worry, if you don't have a lot of money in the bank, you know, less than 10,000 euros, we'll only take 7% now. Isn't that nice of them? See, first, oh, we're going to take 10, take 12, oh, only 7. Oh, that's reasonable. And they're calling it a tax. Just like forcing you to buy Obamacare doubles the rate the first year. It's set to triple it by 2015. That's the insurance consortium of lobbyists to put that out. It's now doubling in 2013, as we told you 3 years ago it would do. That's what their own Congressional Budget Office predicted, because they can make you buy it now. And you're like, but it's going to kill businesses. It's going to make people lay everybody off and make everybody go part-time so they're exempt. That's part of the plan. And then when you can't pay your bills because you're part-time, you're going to go on the digital welfare card, And now they're going to say, you're off your welfare card if you don't take all the shots. And then you're going to wonder why your kid dies when they're 12. After they've had 300, 400 shots. That's what it is now. They try to give you 20, 30 shots a year. The average shot has three different things in it. It's in the hundreds of shots now. The kids are walking dead. I can see death in their faces. I can hardly go to a restaurant now. You'll see some beautiful woman with her husband and these children. And you can look into their faces and see the death on them. You can see the shadows. You can see it in their bone structure. You can see the coloration. You can see where their connective tissues leaning in on their bone structure. I mean, I can see the death in their little twinkly eyes. And I'm supposed to like that. Well, you know what? I don't like it. I don't like watching their little twinkly eyes twinkle that much brighter because they're being killed. The eyes twinkle the closer you get to death. Did you know that? Even if you've been dumbed down and have a glaze over your eyes and you've been dying a long time, you ever been around somebody a day before they die? You ever been there right when they die? You ever looked into their eyes? The fire of intellect, the fire of the spirit, the fire of a body that had a mission and was meant to do things, the fire of the ancestral memory of what we are and all that we've been through together, allowing ourselves to be captured by a bunch of insane scientists playing games with us like we're animals. 800-259-9231, first-time callers on financial issues. So they've got a bank holiday. It's a holiday, yeah, to quote Gerald Celente. It's one of those holidays. New Freedom Initiative to force drug half the kids in America. It's a new freedom. The Patriot Act to secretly arrest you and break in your house without warrants. And if you catch them and you speak out, 10 years in prison, arresting members of the press that expose corruption. It's a holiday. Yeah, I want to go on a holiday. Want to dance a little bit. Little rockabilly dance there. It's a holiday, like Frank Sinatra would say. Sounds like a great holiday to me. You go on a holiday, and let's say you've saved up 200,000, 300,000 euros for retirement. Everybody, retirees, cops, fire department, all you people that serve the system, bureaucrats, all of you, you can't get any money out of the bank. Notice they waited until Friday when the automatic transfers went in. They've got regulations in Europe where they basically force you to do that. They're trying that here. It's the automatic cash transfer. Your check goes in, and you go to get it, and they're like, sorry, the bank's closed on Saturday and Sunday. They have some that are open on Sunday in Cyprus. Oh, sorry, it's closed. Sorry, you can't get any money out. You can get 50 euros out of the ATM. Oh, it's run out of money. It's a holiday. Everybody wants to go on a holiday. Gee, I wish we'd get one of those holidays around here. And don't worry, you'll get your holiday. You'll get your holiday. And I love how they got paid trolls on Infowars.com in these articles saying this isn't happening. And we can track the IP addresses. They are bots, most of them. Some of them appear to be humans, but they go back to Defense Department computers and others. They don't even hide it now. You know, that 73% of Obama's Twitters are fake and Department of Defense run and Media Matters is Department of Defense, basically. All of this. It's just funny to them. And you know what? You're going to get your bank account taken, too. But you don't care. Your kid's going to die of cancer, too. You don't care. It's a holiday. There's no drones. I mean, everybody knows Mad Dog Ben Richards is the brutal murderer at Bakersfield and committed murder there, and the government stopped him. And now he's going to be paying for it on the running man. I mean, you know, you saw the TV. Mad Dog Ben Richards, he did it. And who loves you and who do you love? The running man, the number one television show in the whole wide world. So I would give Midas Resources a call. And I would take advantage, only one order per person, for two. Turn to the last century, 100-year-old silver dollars with an Obama deception and an animated film that's high quality. I mean, it's like Hollywood quality. American Dream, that's a $40 free gift, and each film $20. And then a $20 book, Dishonest Money, a book and two films and free shipping. That's usually $10, so that's $60, $70. That's $70 free, $72 shipping included for two silver dollars at cost. As a loss leader to get you introduced to it, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, our great sponsor that helps us get the word out. And, of course, the brokers will be happy to send you 10 Reasons to Own Gold, the free booklet as well. And while you're there, ask them about some of the day's gold and silver specials, from junk silver right on up to bullion, right on up to collectibles. And they've got the best deals on collectibles as well. Ask them about it all, Canadian Maple Leafs, British Sovereigns, all of it. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. You know what I'll do? I'll go to your calls right now, and then I'm going to drill into this economic news and break down what it means. But bottom line, it's this. If you grovel to the power structure, if you just accept anything they want, if you think that's what gets you ahead in life, people think it's a virtue to be stupid, a virtue to be ill-informed, a virtue to not care, a virtue to laugh at tyranny. As you live on the fumes of liberty that our ancestors viciously fought and killed for. Our ancestors killed a lot of people. I mean, the biggest military the world had ever seen that had beaten the Dutch and the French and the Spanish and the Portuguese, who had empires all over the world, and who had beaten the Russians and everybody else. Our ancestors beat them and beat everybody else to have a little bit of liberty. And they were such vicious animals. Philosopher kings, that they built a civilization where 4% of the world's population had over half the wealth, and it actually went to a middle class, which others could then enjoy from around the world, so everybody wanted to get here. And now, folks, we've been taught, lay down, be cowardly, grovel. I mean, I go to places and I look at the average men. And I used to get threatened at a subconscious level by guys with tattoos and big arms and, you know, trying to act tough and acting. And you know what? Now I admire those guys. At least they're trying to be manly. At least they understand it's important to be an alpha male. You know, I used to think, oh, you think you're really tough. You're trying to act tough. And then I would sit there and, you know, think about, well, I got in a fight with them. This would happen. Because, you know, I'm primitive as well. Now I realize at least they're trying to be men. And they're bucking the whole system. So I salute you on your Harleys. I salute you. I salute you in your street fighting. I salute the UFC. I salute it. Because at least, you know, a lot of it's corrupt and bad, but it's better than what we've got. Well, you know, this nanny state of toddling men walking around just with a spirit of weakness in them. I mean, I go and I look at people and they just want to be overrun. They want to be enslaved. They love it. They love their wife bossing them around. They love walking behind their wife or girlfriend. They love groveling to the police. They love groveling to bureaucrats. And let me tell you, when you act like that, it's like going off the coast of San Diego for a month and dumping rotten fish heads and blood and rotten pig parts into the water. What do you think is going to happen? A big, giant, great white shark's going to show up. And it's going to attack. It's like swimming in bloody water in the North Atlantic or in the South Pacific, hammerheads, tiger sharks are going to come. You're begging for a Mako to come and bite your leg off. I mean, you are begging. Listen, I know you've been taught going along gets you places. That was in the early takeover phase. That will not get you anywhere now. All you mercenaries that sold out and bought into the idea of this new world order. All right, let's go to phone calls. I'm out of control. Frank in Canada. He wants to talk about retirement funds. Yeah, I haven't gotten to that yet. Yeah, they've changed rules worldwide, laws, to start taking your retirement funds. Congress has been having hearings on that. Canada's been talking about it. But, I mean, hey, what's wrong with foreign banks taking your retirement fund 10-20% and then more later and giving it to themselves so they can have some of these bankers have yachts the size of World War II battleships, literally. I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, that's liberal. You're not an extremist, are you? The Southern Poverty Law Center says if you criticize that, you're a terrorist. You're not a terrorist. You're not one of those evil white males, are you, Frank?
Oh, no, goodness forbid that I would be. But, you know, you hit the nail on the head today with what you're saying, and bravo for it. I mean, this is a classic divide and conquer strategy. That notice how they do this in smaller countries first, like Cyprus and Greece, kind of field testing. Here in Canada, I mean, we have a very similar program to what's in the U.S. with our 401ks and IRAs and so forth. There's already the discussion that, you know, small segment of people have been saving diligently, putting money away, but maybe, just maybe, we should be looking at smoothing out the risk, going to more of a public system. What does that mean? Well, all of a sudden, you got a whole bunch of people that didn't contribute because, A, they didn't even have the jobs to do it, or were taxed too high, or for whatever reason, and, B, all of a sudden, the people that did save, if their money is taking for them, who's going to complain? Because they're smoothing it out. And that's how they begin. And people got to get this idea.
Oh, no. This is a, at the grassroots, socialism leading into communism with the globalists offshore exempt, transferring the lion's share, 90-plus percent of it to themselves. It is unbelievable. And listen, they're going to take everything. And they're going to have people running around giggling, celebrating it. As things collapse, but the dumbed-down masses won't even know their standard of living is collapsing because it'll be done over years. I mean, this has been done over and over again. This is the purposeful destruction of the golden goose.
Absolutely. And then you're seeing this now with Cyprus, which is kind of, you know, a beta test. It just wants to throw it out there, see what people think in the rest of the Western world. And I'm telling you, it's going to be coming to North America. You can already see it. They're already foreshadowing. They're talking.
Sir, they already have an Obamacare. What is it, a 3.8% tax on investment funds after tax, after capital gains? They have a huge increase in payroll taxes on the poorest people. They've got all sorts of hidden taxes. I mean, they're doing it here. Absolutely. And then the economy stalls, and then their answer is more stimulus, which only they get to use. Absolutely. Well said, Frank. Thank you. Gerald, Travis, Aaron, John, your calls are coming up straight ahead. I mean, you heard the media when that golfer last year or this year said, hey, I'm paying 65% in taxes. That's too much. The media attacked him. He apologized. He said, you're right. I need to pay more than 65%. I'm a bad person.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jones here, back live, going back to your calls. I'm going to go through all the headlines when we start the next hour and then continue with calls ahead of a special guest joining us. But it's really happening. They are now arbitrarily, even though Cyprus wouldn't vote to do it, just announcing they're going ahead to grab 10% of everybody's bank account. And then they may do it more, and they're talking about doing it now in Italy and in other countries. In fact, let me punch up DrudgeReport.com for TV viewers. You can see it on screen. Radio listeners, just go there. New EU bailout plan. Steal bank accounts. Island set to seize personal savings. Plan moves ahead as vote delayed. They just moved ahead. The banks are closed. Can't get your money. Putin says it's unfair, dangerous. And now they're talking about further bank runs around Europe. Amazing. Amazing that all of this is happening. There's the Infowars.com link. Will Italy follow? They've got top German banking ministers calling for 15% from the Italians. And, of course, it's rocked the stock markets worldwide, the euro, the U.S. stock market, you name it. Dow has dropped. But the issue here is that this isn't just a tax, as they're calling it. It's arbitrary. It's the unelected EU bureaucracy that's now appointing presidents and prime ministers in places like Italy and Greece. And then this is the technocratic model where a foreign banking cartel appoints your presidents and they call it a global government. And then I go, hey, look at the Financial Times of London calling for $100 trillion tax every 10 years paid to private banks to back up their derivatives. And the Southern Poverty Law Center comes out and says, I'm insane, it doesn't exist, and I'm dangerous, and that white men are terrorists. Just to get us to all fight with each other. What does white men have to do with it? I guess it's old white men in Europe running the New World Order. It's bankers. I guess the Rothschilds are white. I guess the Queen of England's white. I guess that's how they distract us. It's just like, hey, don't take my bank account. Shut up, racist. Hey, don't take my guns. Shut up, racist. Hey, I don't want you to double my insurance prices. This is a really bad scam. Shut up, racist. And then it works on people. I listen to talk radio. There's these new GOP reports that I'm going to cover later in the next hour where they come out and say, oh, yeah, we did a new study, and nobody likes the Republicans because they call for smaller government. The Republicans haven't gone for smaller government. It's why conservatives won't vote for them. But it's all just this hoax. Let's go to Travis. You're on the air from Oklahoma. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Good. You're listening on 102.3.
In Oklahoma City?
Yeah, FM. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We all know that this stuff's coming down the pipeline. And, you know, we post stuff on Facebook and things like that and try to get the word out. But we need to sincerely set up a date or something and everybody go up to Washington and literally drag them people out of there. I'm not even kidding, man. Because sitting around and talking about it's not going to do anything.
Well, see, they know it's going to get to that point. So then they're going to stage events up front, right at the point they know that we've won politically in the wake up, to then say we're violent, to try to crack down on us, and then have a civil war, which the IMF in its own document says is part of the IMF riot plan, which then implodes confidence even more. And so then they come in and consolidate things to a greater extent. See, they know your common sense approach. That's why we've got to have this be an info war and navigate it and then hold our fire until they openly start fights. But see, they know that, so they'll just stage things, blowing up, you know, government facilities that have child daycare centers in them to show dead kids on TV. In fact, when they blow stuff up, it will be a daycare in a federal facility. That's one of their favorite things to do. So we've got to be smarter than that, my friend, but I hear your frustration.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off.
off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.